Chinam, Shibichayim. Baita, the Ashidah of Mokim Madron, even a place worth planting. Nami, what then if this is good? Hecha de Lekaraya. There's no proof. Aval Hecha de Karaya, if you have proof that what the Jurun Onus, Nasi Raya Vinifter, just bring a proof of Adim, and it should be Pata. Rashi says, Nasi Raya, Lo Yifter Vishwa Kisi, that whenever you have Adim, you're better off not swearing. The time you will learn, Isi Ben Yudwaymer, and Raya Shwa Sashem Tia Vishnayim. If nobody saw it, then there's a Shwa between the two of them. Mashma, Poyesh Raya, but if people saw it, Yavi Raya Vifter. Then you're better off bringing Adim and not to have to swear. So now, Rizka, why do you say so push it? Do you have to swear? Let's look around for Adim better. If you have Adim, let them bring Adim. We won't have to swear. No, but Rabbi Chiya Barabam, Rabbi Yechino, no. Shvuazu ta'akonet ha'chomimi. These are the current chomim over here. Shemiyah to'ayim ha'kein. If you're not going to make him swear, ain't l'cho'odam ha'ma v'chobis ha'chaveru ha'mimokam ha'mokam. Nobody will go and want to carry bundles, carry barrels from place to place. But what you're telling me now, you're not going to let him swear. Since the mice that's for Adam, you don't let him swear, so you'll always say, don't swear, let's wait till you get Adam. So I can never prove what happened, I won't take the job. Because I'm afraid that maybe I will slip, I'll be honest, and I won't be able to prove it. So nobody will want to take this job of transporting barrels. Here's what the locker is, that we tell you when you transport them, that the mice are potter. If you could come up with a shua, the mice you'd be potter then. If you could swear, you'd be potter.
Yeah, we're holding off Pei Gimel Amar Aleph. Again, in the middle of the Charlotte, the Mishnah said before that Hamaver Chavis Mimokam Lamokam Vishavra. If you're a carrier, you're transporting barrels from place to place, so Bein Shemachinim Bein Shemesacha Yishava. Whether you're Shemachinim or Shemesacha, even though you trip and break the barrel, still you're Potter. All you have to do is just swear and you become Potter. Now, first of all, there was a shiloh that what do you have to swear for? The churis there are edim there. You have to bring edim. So if you walk in Rishus Rabim in a place there are people there, that was isi ben yudiz halacha that ain roya shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim ha yesh roya yavi raya v'yifter. That if there are edim there, then you can't swear, but rather we force you to bring edim. That's what Gemara said, that that you swear is only b'mokim, there are no edim. B'mokim, it's not shchiach, people saw it. But if it was done in a public place, the people saw it, then we do not let the mavir, the transporter, swear, but rather we make him bring edim. Now the Gemara says, Reb Chiya Barabam, Reb Yechanan, Shavu Azu, Takonas Chachamim Hi. No, the reason why the Mishnah says that the hamavir has to make the shvua, it's a Takonas Chachamim. Shemiyah Toim Mekein, if you're not going to say that he could swear and free himself, is nobody will take such a job. Why should a person take a job to transport a barrel from place to place? We know a shchiach, he could trip and could fall. So true, the question before was, if you're a shemech sachar, a shemech sachar is chayev agenevev aveda. Now tripping niska, we all did laf pasheya. We all niska is pasheya. You're not an honest. You should have watched yourself. If you would watch yourself, you wouldn't trip. So one of the questions before was, how do you let a shemes sacher swear to free himself? The chura, it's like gneva v'aved, you should be chayiv. So Terence now is saying is no, that this shvua true is at the corner of chachomim. The chum will make here upon a mavir that he has the right to swear and free himself, because otherwise people will not want to do this job. So if even though miikra did maybe since it's a shemes sacher, he'll be chayiv, should be chayiv on gneva v'aved. But the ma'isa since here, it's at the cross of Chachamim. We want him to do the job, therefore we let him swear and free himself. Now, Heichi Mishtab, if so, how do we let him swear? So Rashi says it means the Reb Chiya Barabba, Alibet Reb Nehu, Vadi Pesheyu. Lamayim said this person that was carrying the barrels, when he slips, he's a Pesheyu. He should have watched himself. A person should watch himself not to trip. So since he tripped, really he's a Pesheyu. If so, how could he swear to free himself? Like usually you swear that you're an honest. Here you can't swear that. So Amar Rava, Shavua, Shalei Bekavona, Shibatiya. You have to swear that you did it, Shalei Bekavona. That's what you have to swear. In other words, you tripped. True, it's your fault, maybe why you tripped. You should have been more careful, but I call upon him, you did not do it, Bekavona. That's the shvu you have to make. You have to swear to the owner that you did not break it with intentions. Now, the Yosser Reb Yudel Meimor, Shoy Mechinim Yishova. Reb Yudel, the Mishnah holds that a Shoy Mechinim, true, he could swear free himself, because he's Potter Magneb of Yaveda. But Noiseh Socha Yishalim, but if you get paid for the job, then since Yechayev Magneb of Yaveda, Yechayev if you trip also. That's Doimet Magneb of Yaveda. In Haikadina, Haikadina, a Shoy Mechinim is Potter Magneb of Yaveda, he's Potter if he tripped. A Shoy Mechinim is Chayev. Now, the Yosser Reb Lozer Lameimor, in Gemara Krebi Meyer. Rabbi Lezer, the Mishnah says, true, I also heard that the loch is like Rabbi Meir, that whether you're a Shrei Mechinim or Shrei Mistokor, even if you're getting paid for this job, for carrying the barrels, and you trip and break it, you have right to swear and free yourself. O miyo, but, to me, I know you have a wonder here. Im yicholim zeb zeli shava. Like, how could that be that both have right to swear and free themselves? Bishlei Mishrei Mechinim Mishtaba Shlei Poshaba. I understand the Shrei Mechinim could swear, because he's Potter and Ganev of Yaveda. So what happened here? He tripped. Tripping is daima tikaneva v'aveda. It's a little bit tricky, it's a little bit honest. So if I understand why Hashem Mechinim is potter, he could swear and free himself. El Hashem Asachar Amai, Mishtaba, how could he swear? Ki lo porsha nami boy shlumi. Even if he's not called a pasheya. But l'mayin tis chayif v'gneva v'aveda. So this much of tripping is like neva v'aveda. So Rabbi Yehuda was bothered, how could Hashem Asachar swear and free himself? He should be chayif. Tripping is doimet to gneva v'aveda. And also, v'yafilu shor mechinim nami hotein ava mokim modrin. That's only good if it's a trippery place, if it's a slant. Then I could understand that I tripped, it wasn't his fault. But shalei b'mokim modrin, if it wasn't a slanty place, it was normal flat, so then you shouldn't have tripped. If you tripped, you're like a pesheya. So even a shor mechinim should be chayiv. Mimot se mishtabesh leposha. Can he swear that he wasn't a pasheya? Look, if you would have watched yourself, you wouldn't have tripped. Now, we held niskal pasheyahu. Like, it's your fault that you tripped? So even a Shem Mechinu should be chayiv. And Vaita was bothering Rabbi Yehuda, v'yafilu b'mokim modru anami. Even if it happened that he slipped in a slanty place, that he's not a pasheya, chotein echechad lekaraya. That's only if there weren't people around. There was no edim there to see it. Then you could swear and free yourself. But hey, chadik raya. But if there are people there watching, there are edim there, then nicey raya v'yifter. Then the klal is that we don't let you swear, but rather we make you bring edim. The tanya will learn easier than you do aimer. Ain raya. This is a pasuk. Ain raya. If nobody was there to see what happened, then shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shenayim. Then we let you swear to free yourself. But the diak is hayesh raya. Anytime there were people seeing what happened, there were edim there. Yavi Raya V'yiftar. Then we make you bring the Edim, and we do not let you swear. See, this all was bothering Rabbi Yehuda. How could you swear here if there's a place that there are Edim there? We shouldn't let you swear. And the Pshat is, like I said before, from Rabbi Chiya. The Rabbi Chiya said, Eichanami, Miyikra Din, you're right, Rabbi Yehuda. But the Pshat now, Mishnah is, it's a new Takonas Chachomim, that we let the Hamavi, we let the transporter here, just swear and free himself. Even though he's a Sharma Sachar, even though there are Edim there, here it's a new takona that would let him swear and free himself. Because otherwise, nobody would accept such a job. But who gavra, there was a man, who gavra? Devi ko mavir chavito dechamro bariskato de mechuza. There was a man carrying a barrel of wine in the city of Mechuza, in the streets of Mechuza. Vitavra, and he broke it, viziza de Mechuza. There was a beam projecting. The Ziz like a beam sticking out of the house. So when he's walking down the street, he bumped into that beam and he broke the barrel of wine. So that's like a Niska Pasheya. So Osla came with the Rava. Omale Rava told him, Ristaka de Mechuza Shchichi Boinshi. There are a lot of people in that city, on that street. If so, Zilai Siraya V'yiftar. We're not going to let you swear, but rather we'll make you bring Edim. Omale Rabbi Yisab Rei, come on, who are you saying like Isi? Like we had before, Isi learns that whenever there are edim there, we do not let him swear. Amalei in, yes, he said, yes, it's true. Kiisi, and usvir lan kavosei. We talk a paskin, we talk all like isi. That v'mokim, there are edim there, we do not let you swear. Ha'u garbo, there was a man. The Amalei lechavri said to his friend, zil zovenli arbameya dani chamro. Go buy me 400 barrels of wine. Ozal, he went. Zovenli, he bought him 400 barrels of wine. L'soif, at the end, also the kane, omalei zvini lecho abe meyadani chamro utakifalahu. You should know I bought you 400 barrels of wine, and now they all became spoiled, became vinegar-like. So, but it's not my fault. I bought it for you. It's your fault. Like, it's yours. You still have to pay me for it. So, Osla came with Rabbi, went in front of Rabbi. Omale, Arba Meya Dani Dechamrot Kifa Koli Isla Lemilsa. Listen, if it's really true, like, that the wine that you bought for him was vinegar at the time when you bought it, like, so that has a quill. Everybody should know about it. In other words, the owner is saying, I'm not going to pay for this. What you bought me vinegar, spoiled wine. I didn't ask for that, I asked for wine. The person that bought it says, no. When I bought it, it was geschmack and nice, fresh wine. And now I waited a long time till you come and pick it up. It got spoiled. It's not my fault. It's your loss. So we have to bring the proof is that at the time when you bought the wine was good wine. And that shchiv, that has a koil. So go bring Edim. At the time when you bought the wine, the mikoro, ki mizavnes luchamro, mal yehebe v'yiftar. Bring a proof that there was good wine, and then you'll be potter. Oh, malay Rabbi Yisra Bray, come on again, who do you hold like? Ki isi, you hold like isi. Oh, malay in, ki isi, usir lan kavosei. We take a pasuk like him. In other words, he did not let him swear here, but rather he said, since people know about this, go and bring Edim first. That's a right like he see, that whenever there are Edim there, we don't let you swear, rather bring the Edim. Another one says, asking Rav Chia bar Yosef a Sichra, he made it to Connor like this in Sichra, that Hani de Dori bi Agra, somebody is carrying barrels bi Agra with a yoke. Rashi de Dori bi Agra, moit kofuf bi Yensa, for noise ne akse, if you put it around your neck, like a stick that goes around your neck and sticks out on both sides, and you can put two barrels on each side, like a yoke. So the person is wearing this yoke and is carrying two barrels. The yitbar, and the yoke itself broke, is nishlam palga. He has to pay for half. Rashi's mishalim palga. Poyos shekibul of loholich chovius mimoklo mokam v'nisas v'yoyisay moit. The nishpa mishal, he has to pay for half. For the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Nofesh lechad v'zuta letrei. Rashi, nofesh lechad v'lohoye latinoi levadoi. That really is too hard for one person to carry this. But v'zuta letrei, it's too little for two people. Rashi, v'chiv and v'yayin v'ri l'shnei masoyiz derech l'yodim l'skazik l'toynoi ki yechad. That since it's not enough for two people to help him really, therefore sometimes a person does it, but he has to watch himself. So therefore, Korov Lyonis for Korov Lipshia. He's a little bit like an honest, because it is too much for one person, but he's the Korov Lipshia, should have somebody else help him out. So therefore, we'll make him pay for half. He's like half at fault. Bedigla, let's say you're carrying something bedigla, that's like a stick, that you have two people holding the two ends of it, and you have the weight in between it. So then, Mishalim Kula, if you take it yourself, you have to pay for the whole thing, because that's called Lipshia. Because this, nobody takes himself. This, everybody has. Two people holding onto the wood, one on the pole, one on one side, one on the other side. So if you do it yourself, you call the psheya, it's your fault, your negligence, therefore you chayiv. Rabbo bar bar chonon, tavrilei hanua, shukuloi, chavita dechamro. Rashi shukuloi means, noise my sois. He had people carrying barrels of wine for him, and it happened that the workers broke them. They broke his barrels of wine. So Shokulugrimayu. So Rabbi Babuchana took off the shirt off these people. And you have to say, you have to pay me the money, it's your fault, and I'm taking a mashka, I'm taking your shirt. Is also Omul Rav, they went in front of Rav. Omalay, Rav said to Rabbi Babuchanan, Hovulhulugrimayu. Give back the shirt, you have no right to take the shirt. Omalay, so Rabbi Babuchana said back to him, Din Hoch, is that the din? Omalay, so Rav said back, in yes, for you, that's the locha. Leman telach b'derech tovim. Yeah. If you look lemayu, that's a nice thing, give it back to them. In other words, lefnei mishuras adin, it's not nice what you did. Lefnei mishuras adin, you shouldn't take a mashkin by yourself, but rather give them back the shirt. Omrulei, ani anan. So the workers complained now and said, listen, we're poor people. V'tachinu kula yomai. And we worked the whole day for you to travel with these barrels of wine. And it wasn't our fault that it broke. They're trying to listen. It broke. We tripped, or we didn't do it on purpose. Even Mikar Adin, maybe we're chayiv, but the Maisa were complaining, we're poor people, we have no money. So, we're chayfinon, for less than midi. and we're hungry, we have nothing to eat. Omalais, the Rav told Rabbi Bar Bachanan, Zil Havi Agrayu. Not only don't they have to pay you, but you have to pay them the wages. You have to pay them for the work they did. Omalais, so Rabbi Bar Bachanan said back to Rav, Dina Hochi, is this Taka Dalocha? Listen, they're a Posheya. It's their fault they broke it. They should have to pay me, not me pay them. Omalais, Rav said back, in yes, for you that's Dalocha. The Orchestra Sadiq and Tishma.